The BMA's Culture of Care Barometer Survey questions medics about a number of aspects of their jobs. Now, it found that less than a quarter of doctors surveyed, that's about 90 doctors on the Isle of Man, would recommend the organisation as a place to work. And the BMA says this is a damning indictment of Manx care. I sat down with the BMA's Chair of Council, Dr. Tom Dolphin, to discuss the results of the questionnaire.
First of all, can you introduce yourself for me?
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Dolphin. I'm an anaesthetic consultant in London and I'm chair of the British Medical Association.
So first of all, could you run me through what the Culture of Care Barometer Survey is for those who might not have heard of it and just kind of what the results appear to show then, first of all?
The Barometer of Care Survey is a survey that's run by the Isle of Man Medical Society asking doctors what their opinions are about their working lives and their clinical experience. And what it's shown this year is that there is a continuing problem within Manx care of doctors not being listened to in terms of clinical decision making about how services are set up. There's a disconnect between the management and the doctors working at the bedside. And although some parts of that have improved, it's still not in a situation where doctors feel that clinical decision making is driving the way the services are set up.
I don't know if you have an exact figure, but roughly what's the sort of percentage of doctors that you've heard from, kind of given the size of Manx care in general?
Well, the actual figure is that 60% said that Manx care was not listening enough. And that is reflected when you have conversations with doctors around the hospital. And I've been talking to doctors while I've been here on the island. And it's very clear that whilst they're trying to do what they can for patients, they feel that the system that they're working in prevents them from doing everything they think should be being done for patients, that there are barriers to some of the best care being given, that the standard of care they know they should be able to deliver is something that sometimes, not always, but sometimes they're prevented from doing, just the resources aren't available to them. The staffing isn't there to be able to do everything that the patients need.
And so do you have a rough number of how many people filled out the survey, though?
I think it was 87 doctors.
Right, fair enough.
Something, I think that's right.
Around there, yeah. So, the majority of those respondents then said that they felt respected by their co-workers and their immediate managers, but only 13% said they see evidence of good leadership at senior levels. That critique of senior management is certainly something that we've kind of seen time and time again. I know I've reported on it time and time again. Is it something that you think is being addressed?
Running a healthcare system is always difficult. Healthcare systems are immensely complex, and particularly when it interacts with the social care system on the Isle of Man. And that doesn't automatically follow that, therefore, the workers in that system will always feel cut off from senior management. It is perfectly possible to run the healthcare system and also have staff feel included and heard and part of the decision-making process. Manx Care is trying to improve that. We've got a clinical senate coming in that will provide a lot more opportunity for doctors to have input to the way systems are set up. At the moment, that hasn't yet translated into better scores in terms of how connected people feel to management decisions, because these things take time to follow through. You've got to see that the new system is in place, that the clinical senate is there, that those decisions are being driven by doctors' input, and that then things improve in terms of healthcare delivery, then those scores will start to improve and people see that there's a connection between what they say at the clinical senate and what actually happens in terms of the care patients get.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the senate. That was my next question, actually. So they're obviously introducing that senate, which they say will address some of these issues. So do you welcome that introduction then? Do you think it will go far enough?
The clinical senate will be a useful way for having a defined pathway for doctors' input to be fed into the decisions that Manx Care is making. What is important is that that actually translates into decisions that are transparently made with doctors' input and the other factors that need to be considered. And what's happening at the moment is that doctors' voices are being taken into the system, taken into the process. Then there's this black box where we don't really know how the decisions are made. And then there's an output of a decision. And often it's not clear what has changed between the doctor's advice and the eventual decision that might be different to what the doctors have advised. There needs to be more transparency about that process, and if there are factors that mean that doctor's advice can't be taken, then we need to be clear about what that is so that patients and the public can understand what's being done with their money and their healthcare system.
So is the hopes that once that senate kind of comes into place, that when this, because this survey is kind of run every year, isn't it? Are you hopeful that maybe these scores will have changed in a year's time?
I don't know if a year will be enough for that process to have followed through in terms of how connected people feel to management decisions. it will take a little while for the process to follow through, for those decisions to start translating into changes to how the healthcare system is set up in different specialties, different departments, and then for there to be a change in the quality of care the patients are getting. Because that is what will change doctors' opinions about, is when they see the care getting better on the basis of doctors' advice being taken about how the system should be set up.
I think it's, I mean, you touched on the kind of unique challenges the Isle of Man faces as well, but I think it's kind of fair to say that the debate around pressures on the NHS in general is quite universal. So, I mean, how many of the themes that you've seen come out of this survey are you seeing elsewhere, or are any very unique to the island?
The size of Man means that there are very few layers between the patient and the doctor at their bedside and the health minister or the chief executive of Manx Care. And that means that the decision making could be a lot more transparent, it could be a lot closer and a lot more clinically driven. And I think that is what makes it feel more disconnected for doctors, because they can see how close the decision makers are in a way that doesn't necessarily occur on mainland, because, you know, there are multiple layers and you might never see the chief executive in a big hospital in England, whereas on Man, you know, you see the chief executive around all the time. It's a small hospital and you see the senior management, and you would feel then that you should have more input and that your opinion as a doctor should be taken more seriously. And that's not happening as much as it should be. And I think that's why people feel that more, because they see the senior management around. There's still that disconnect. I see them, why they're not listening to me. Whereas in a hospital in England, you never see them. You don't necessarily expect to be heard in the same way.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, the news release as well mentions the survey comes on the backdrop of findings of the recent MIAA external report. That report kind of presented four different options for going forward on that relationship. The chosen focus, I suppose, by the DHSC and Manx Care is to work on strengthening and simplifying that partnership. There were three other options in that report. One of them was scrapping Manx Care altogether and kind of starting afresh. Do you think that the right course of action has been chosen?
The course of action has to be one that makes sure that the decisions are being driven by clinical need and not by political expedience or by financial choices by government. Any system that you would have has got to have that clinical voice heard. It's important also to have patient voice in the system as well, so that you hear from patients about how they feel the system should be set up. Whatever system you choose, it's got to have that voice in it, and it's got to be a strong voice that actually affects decisions, and not just a listening exercise where the decision is already made and it's just performative consultation. It's got to actually affect the outcomes. That's the important thing, whatever structure you choose.
I think, and this is kind of somewhat inevitable given the BMA's role in all of this, that your response to the survey would be to emphasise the kind of negative, much like Manx Care are going to try and, you know, highlight the positives. Do you think that's kind of fair to say? Does the BMA recognise the positives in here too?
We want the healthcare system for Man to be as good as it can be. We want patients to get the care that they need. We want doctors to be happy in their work. And those things are connected. Whatever the findings of the survey, we need to be responsive to them. We need to make sure that it's not just acknowledged and moved on from, that it's acknowledged and change follows from it. And, you know, we've had some helpful discussions today with the chief executive of Manx Care, with the health minister, about some of the findings and about what that implies for how Manx Care should be engaging with doctors in future. I'm hopeful that if the things that were talked about today in terms of better engagement, in terms of making use of the clinical senate, actually occur and follow through, that care will actually improve on the island and that doctors will be happier in their work because patients that they're looking after will get the care that they need.
I suppose as well, a lot of the things that have come up here, they're not new issues. Like I say, I've reported on them many times as well. Mm-hmm. The chair of the Isle of Man Medical Society has previously told us there's a responsibility on Manx Care and doctors to tackle these issues. We've talked a lot about what Manx Care can do going forward. I mean, what's the BMA been doing to tackle these issues, I suppose, maybe since the last survey to this year?
Some of the issues are about clinical problems and how listening to people feel. There are also plenty of things driving the scores to do with working conditions and how doctors are treated as employees, and things like casual breaches of your contract not allowing people to get the leave that they need at the time they would like to, changing job plans, which are, you know, the arrangements for which kind of sessions you do on which days of the week, without agreement from both sides. All that kind of thing is affecting doctors' morale in the workplace, because you come to work and you find that everything's been changed without your agreement or with any input. As a worker, that's just demoralising. So those things are feeding into it as well. And what the BMA has been doing is trying to engage with management to say, in addition to the clinical issues that we've just talked about, there's also these contractual issues, these workplace issues, where you're just not treating your workers well. And that is also true for some of the other groups of staff. But we're here to talk about doctors, so we talk about doctors with management and say, you know, you need to treat your doctors better in this and this way. You know, they need to have more respect as workers, to be looked after, so that they can do their job without having to worry about all these other things that don't need to be happening, all these problems with leave and working arrangements that just don't need to be a problem. And it's distracting people from being able to provide the care that that's what they come to do. That's why they come to work. They come to work to look after patients, not to have to worry about how the rota's set up for next week or who's on call on Thursday. Those things should be sorted and not worried about.
I suppose, finally, I mean, like you say, you're advocating for your members as well. I mean, do you feel like that, and you mentioned that you've sat down and talked with, you know, the health minister and the chief exec today. Do you feel like the message is getting through? Do you feel like they are productive conversations? You know, we hear about not just doctors, nurses, pay conversations and how there's productive conversations happening. But do you feel like the BMA is being heard?
The proof of the pudding is in the eating, of course, and the conversations today have been constructive and positive, and it's very clear that we share the goal of good patient care. That's something that motivates doctors. It's obviously something that also motivates the politicians and the management. We've sometimes got different ideas about what that looks like in terms of providing good care, but we have the same shared goal there. What's going to be telling is how over the next year or so the Clinical Senate evolves and the impact that it has on the setup of care, the kind of services that are delivered, what arrangements there are for supervision of doctors out of hours, all kinds of fairly focused issues that are having quite a big impact on patient care. When we see the impact that the Clinical Senate and those other decisions, those other changes recently have had, then we'll know whether we've been listened to or not, and that will take time.
I'm Chris Stockport. I'm the Executive Medical Director here in Manx Care.
So today we're talking about this survey in from the BMA. I suppose, first of all, could you run me through what the Culture of Care Barometer survey is, for those who might not have heard of it, and I suppose what the results appeared to show?
Okay, so the survey is a survey that the BMA have done over the last few years. It's a survey that looks about how doctors in the organisation think in regard to how we deliver care. So the BMA is the trade union for doctors. And as I say, this is a survey that has been done last year as well as this year.
So there's some really positive things in here as well. So the majority of respondents say they feel they're respected by their co-workers and their immediate managers. But then on the flip side, only 13% said they see evidence of good leadership at senior levels. I suppose this critique of senior management, as it were, is certainly something we've kind of heard time and time again. It's cropped up a few times. Is it something being addressed actively by Manx Care?
So it is something that's being actively addressed. We take it really seriously. What I would say is, you know, there are areas in the survey that we know we want to see better. In nearly every one of those areas, there's a great improvement compared to last year. In fact, of 27 or so of the 30 questions in there, the scores this year are better than last year. So lots of space for us to bring about further improvements, but also consistent signs that we're on the right journey.
It's maybe somewhat inevitable, given Manx Care's position, looking at these results, that your response to the survey would be to emphasise the positive, much like the BMA is going to be highlighting negatives. So do you think that's fair to say? Do you think Manx Care also recognise some of the negatives that are highlighted in it?
Yeah, we do recognise the negatives. I wouldn't want anybody to consider otherwise. And we're doing a lot of work because we recognise those negatives. I've been here for very nearly a year now, and lots of my doctor colleagues have come to see me for all sorts of different reasons. And many of those are commenting about some of the good improvements that they are seeing and starting to feel. Things like the reorganisation that we implemented earlier this year, which was designed to make sure clinical leaders were heard more and had a stronger voice in the organisation. As part of that, a number of our clinical directors have changed, and there's been some really good feedback in terms of the impact that they are having. We've worked really hard this year with the BMA to design a professional senate for all of our professionals, not just for doctors, but all of our professionals, so that they have a much greater day-to-day, week-to-week voice to influence the decisions and changes that need to be made. And so they're all positive responses to the fact that we want this to improve.
And you mentioned the professional senate there. I suppose for anyone who kind of missed that announcement when it was made back in November, when it was endorsed and agreed by the Max Care Board, can you just kind of briefly explain what that looks like, how it will work?
So that will bring together on a regular basis professionals across the organisation who want to participate in the Senate. And it will allow us to share our ideas of some of the things that need to change to people attending. And really importantly, will then help, because those people there will have an active contribution to make, so that the solutions we come up with are the best solutions and have been informed by as many people as possible. And it's absolutely the plan that our professionals get involved in all of those difficult decisions that we always have to make in health and social care services, so that we get the best results and so that people feel that they're part of that and understand why we have made the decisions that we have.
And you mentioned there as well that 27 out of 30 responses show year-on-year improvement. I mean, the BMA has highlighted some of these issues before, but you're saying you are now seeing improvement. So what has Manx Care been doing to tackle the issues since the last survey? You mentioned the Senate. Is there other things as well?
Yeah, so we regularly meet with the BMA. I regularly meet with doctors across the organisation. I always ask, my colleagues always ask, about how it feels, and we take the responses into consideration. So what you're seeing here over the course of the last year or so is a consistent listening and then putting into action, and I think that accounts for why we're making strong progress in each of those areas.
In the Max Care release, you say that some of the responses seem to indicate legacy negative feelings around the creation of Max Care back in 2021. Do you think that's the core issue that Max Care is still battling, is that there are definitely murmurings? I mean, we often hear it of just scrap it and start again. There's people who are still sort of dealing with the fact that Max Care is up and running and trying to make improvements year on year.
Yeah, so I hear those comments from our doctors, but from many other people as well. This isn't just a question that doctors are musing with. There's been a recent review done looking at Manx Care and its relationship with government, which is the right thing to do a few years after such a big change. It gives us the chance to see what's working well, which bits we could maybe do slightly differently. So that includes the BMA and other doctors not in the BMA and other professionals across the health board. They've all contributed to the outcome of that survey, and that helps our MHKs to consider where we go now in the debate that they're currently having.
And I think, thinking of some of those critiques, like you say, we don't hear from doctors, but also like members of the public as well. Something that is said time and time again is things that there's a perception from the public of the Manx Care Board, there being no one with like healthcare experience in them, but I'm speaking to yourself now, you know, there seems to have been an active shift towards having more medical voices at that highest level. Do you think that maybe some of those things haven't been taken on board? Do you think that these are things that are happening, but we need to let, like, sort of see how they're working?
So definitely there has been an increase in professional voices around the Manx Care Board. That's doctors, but not just doctors. That includes nursing colleagues, allied health professional colleagues. And of course, we're an integrated organisation with social care as well. So it includes social care colleagues, all contributing to help us make the best decisions. Of course, it also includes public voice. And I regularly receive contact from members of the public, as do my colleagues in the exec team. And I take each and every one of those seriously. And it's really important opportunities to find out what individual people have experienced.
And I think, finally, I mean, this survey hasn't, the whole results of it haven't been made public. It's kind of within the BMA document. What are you kind of looking at in terms of level of doctors' responses? I mean, in terms of across the whole of Manx Care, what percentage are you actually hearing from within this? And how many, you know, other members of staff not maybe responding to this? I don't know if you have that figure, but do you get a general sense from people who haven't responded to this survey where they're at with these sorts of questions?
That's a difficult question to answer. It is a minority of doctors that have contributed to this survey, and you did reference other professionals, not including doctors, and of course they weren't part of the survey. The survey results, whilst I don't wish to detract from them, don't entirely match with some of the comments of the doctors who I meet will share. So it's difficult to comment really about that. But we take all comments seriously, and we're taking the BMA survey seriously. We want to improve the outcomes against all of those questions, even if they do just reflect a smaller part of the medical workforce and the wider workforce.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.